Celebrating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years, welcome to another episode of Beale Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Beale Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Beale Street Caravan, we feature Robert Cray, backed by the High Rhythm Section.
After the break, we'll sit down with Robert and producer Steve Jordan, and it's an interview you don't want to miss.
That's all coming up right now on Beale Street Caravan.
What's up, Pat?
Oh, not much.
We have one heck of a show lined up this week.
Five-time Grammy Award winner Robert Cray is with us. And wait, it gets even better.
How do you even top that?
Backing him are Memphis legends, the internationally recognized High Rhythm Section. And behind the kit is the renowned drummer Steve Jordan.
Let's fill in the blanks for the fine people out there in radio land. So Robert Cray is one of the finest guitar players and vocalists on the planet. We all know that. And there's always been this Memphis thread throughout his career. He's made many of his records in Memphis at Ardent Studios and at Royal Studios. Willie Mitchell produced a few of his studio efforts. He's in deep with the Mitchell family, which kind of brings us to this most recent effort.
Oh, and let me add that Robert also recorded and toured many times with the Memphis Horns, Wayne Jackson, and Andrew Love.
Right.
They were a big part of his sound in the 80s and 90s, and the Horns were the original on-air personalities for the radio program you're listening to now.
That's right. So enter producer, drummer, slash one of the most tasteful and talented musicians in the world, Steve Jordan.
Steve Jordan, known best for his work with Keith Richards, The Stones, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Alicia Keys, and most recently John Mayer. He's played with a lot of people.
And, at least in my mind, also known for that little documentary that he and Robert Cray made with their old pal Keith Richards back in the late 80s, Hail Hail Rock and Roll. That changed the course of this right here 12-year-old boy's life.
Did you tell him that?
No. He's pretty intense in person, so I just kind of shut up.
Well, Robert and Steve holed up in Memphis a few months ago at Royal Studios with our friend Boo Mitchell behind the console and cut a record with a group of living legends, the High Rhythm Section, Leroy and Charles Hodges, Archie Turner, and Lanny McMillan leading the horn section. These are the guys. Well, I don't even know where to start.
I know, there's not enough time in our program.
Not only are they our friends and some of the best people you could ever know, they're simply the baddest, funkiest rhythm section ever.
Mm-hmm.
They are behind all these classic Memphis soul cuts that came out on High Records. Al Green, Ann Peebles, Otis Clay, Don Bryant, O.V. Wright. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. The result is titled Robert Cray and High Rhythm. It's out right now on JV Records. This week's program is their coming out party captured live in Memphis in front of an adoring crowd of fans, friends, and relatives.
Here's Robert Cray and High Rhythm live on Beale Street Caravan.
In case you want to know how I feel about you, darling, I just want to let you know that I'm with you. I said I'm with you, darling. Early in the morning, early in the evening, I'm with you.
Why would you leave? Breaking us apart. I can't believe you want to go. You've had my mind, you've got my soul, you had my heart. Darling, I've been good to you. I know you know that I'm not lying. What can I do? What can I say to you? All I know is I'll never stop trying to make you stay, to make a brand new start. Down the road, I think you'll find you had my heart. Summer, when
your soul's torn apart. I don't care if the sun don't shine no more. I don't care if the world falls off the globe. That girl of mine confound my soul. Woke up and left this morning. Bread and water in my time of thirst. My lawyer, my doctor, my everything, Lord. Any chime it hurts. I don't care if the sun don't shine no more. I don't care if the world. But took the picture I had hanging on the family tree. Even took the ring I bought and put it in the dresser drawer. And that's why I don't care if the sun don't shine no more. I don't care if the world falls off. Sing the song now. I don't care.
I don't care
if the sun refuses to shine now.
I don't care.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care
if the walls come tumbling down now.
I don't care.
Oh, I don't care now.
I don't care
if it's raining cats and dogs.
Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care now.
Yeah.
Oh,
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Here's more from Robert Cray with High Rhythm.
Just the way we are. Never mind who's wrong or right, 'cause we're together here tonight. What we brought into the light makes us the way. Testing you. We've built a home of trust. We can always come back to. Imagine us today. All our dreams are locked away. We weren't strong enough to say, that's just the way we are. Thank you.
Was Robert Cray with High Rhythm live on Beale Street Caravan.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Bill Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week we're featuring Robert Cray with High Rhythm as they celebrate the release of a brand new studio effort recorded at Royal Studios right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
The show was captured at Laughlin Yard. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's a very unique setting.
You know, it's a barn. They refer to it as a, quote, coach house, which I guess sounds a little more debonair, but it's a giant barn in downtown Memphis. It has to be over 100 years old. It's where the stables for the Peabody Hotel's carriage horses were, and I think before that, it was a cotton warehouse or something.
A very unique, special place, a very raw and real setting, right smack in the middle of the hustle and bustle of downtown. And I'll add that Bill Street Caravan queen of the mixing console, Don Hopkins, had the place rocking.
She is the best. So you and I were over at Royal Studios while the guys were rehearsing for the show. That was really fun, hanging out with the Hodges brothers and Tex and Harold from the Masqueraders. And you had a chance to sit down and talk with Robert Cray and Steve Jordan. Let's listen in on that.
Well, we are here at Royal Studio. Actually, we're not in the Bill Street Caravan studio, but we are in historic Royal Studios. And our guests today, Robert Cray and Steve Jordan. So I'm curious, as a musician and as a producer, how do you view yourself? When you introduce yourself to people, do you say, oh, hey, I play music? Or do you say, oh, I produce records?
I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that I always gravitate to. First, that's the thing that keeps me honest, and it informs every other thing that I do. If I'm producing, engineering, arranging, composing, it's from the place of being a musician.
What was the thing that hooked you guys together? What was the thing that said, yeah, I want to work with him?
Well, we've had the opportunity over the years. It was 30 years ago, just over 30 years ago, that we met during the filming of Hail, Hail Rock and Roll. And so we had that great opportunity to work together. And I mean, think...
Yeah, we owe it to Chuck Berry,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
That we were working together.
Yeah.
So it was kind of apropos on the day he passed that the two of us were together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's kind of wild.
And this, I believe, is the fifth project that we've worked together on. We had talked about doing another project, and Steve had emailed me and said, I got it. Robert Cray in High Rhythm. And I said, that's great, you know. And we can record here at Royal Studios. So that's how we came together for this project.
It's definitely not your first time calling on some Memphis artists to participate in your musical journey.
No.
You've worked with Duck Dunn, Steve Cropper. The Memphis Horns.
Memphis Horns.
The Horns were in the band, in fact.
Exactly.
For a while. And then also Willie Mitchell produced.
He produced a cut on one of the albums that Steve produced,
yeah.
Take His Shoes Off. And so we came here for some work, and we also recorded in Nashville as well for that particular record. And yeah, so, you know, and of course, I'm a huge fan of Memphis music because this is ground zero as far as I'm concerned. Memphis is ground zero for all the music, so you know, I'm a huge fan.
Robert, you've said that you've never played the same solo twice.
Right.
And then we've got you, Steve, who are trying to catch that moment, that magic moment. Absolutely. So come on, live against recording.
Great question.
Yeah.
Great
question. Live is, to me, that's where it's at. I mean, you know, the recording is one thing, but that's your springboard. I mean, it's there. That's when you're learning the tune and everything like that. But once you got it in your soul, you, without even thinking about what you've already done in the studio, you're someplace else. And that's kind of like we're talking about the genre thing again. You leave that because what you're doing now is you're working from your gut. And you're improvising. You're off in the jazz land, even mm-hmm. though we're there's, you can call us whatever kind of music you want, but we're off someplace else. But you're also you got your feet on the ground, and you're off someplace. You're in the tune. I can't express it.
Yeah. Well,
it's just fun. It's just fun being there in that moment to create, mm-hmm. you know. And live is where it's at. You're there on the stage. You're thinking about the tune. You're in the tune. You're in the moment. And that's where it's at.
You're also playing to the people. You're reacting mm-hmm. to the people, the reaction.
Yep.
You have the instant gratification of it. When you're making a record, sometimes you don't know. You're not getting any feedback except mm-hmm. for the people that are around you.
I'll close with asking both of you, have you even thought about a day when you're going to retire?
There's no such thing.
No, there isn't. No.
Retiring, that's...
There isn't.
You do it just like Chuck did, right up until the time mm-hmm. that you cross over.
Yeah.
And then you continue to do it in another form.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such thing. That is the reason why we do what we do. We didn't want a day job. not that we have anything against people doing day jobs. That's not what my point. My point is it's like, what is the thing that's going to keep you engaged in a certain way that nothing else can? Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. being an artist, whether you're a musician, a
painter,
graphic artist, yeah. a painter, a sculptor, that's what you do. You wake up thinking about a thing. You have a canvas that is empty, and by the end of the day, there's something on it.
Yeah,
that is wild. Every time, I don't even think about it anymore, but it used to freaking blow my mind. And Megan and I would laugh about it. We go and we wake up in the morning because we have a recording studio in our home. Then we got this Neve console in the living room. She'd have the making of a tune or something. We finish the tune, we record it. It sound really good. And then by the end of the day, I would say, man, that sounds really professional.
All in a day's work.
You know, it sounds really professional. That's really something. That's really wild. You know, it's like, great. Like, you started out the day, we didn't have anything.
Right.
At the end of the day, we got this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We gave birth to a thing. And it lives on. And then it has its own life. And it's a great thing. And then you'll hear it 10 years later, 5 years later. You'll hear something that you didn't even remember that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like it. It's better than hearing something that happened that you didn't like. That's for sure, I can tell you. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, we're liking the thing because you get so into it. You get down in there and you get into the deep molecules. And so you make sure that by the time you say, okay, it's done, that you can feel free letting it go out into the world. Like, you're okay with it. And, yeah, so that's it. I love music. I'm going to listen to music my whole life.
Yeah.
Music is in me. I love music. And I'll be listening to music until I'm not here any longer.
That's
so
right.
This is what I do. I might as well just embrace it and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well just be in it. Period.
Yeah.
We are here with Robert Cray and Steve Jordan. Many, many, many thanks.
Thank you very much for a wonderful time.
Thank you.
This interview in its entirety can be found on our social media. Be sure to check it out. Robert and Steve drop a lot of wisdom on everything from the evolution of rock and roll to the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Due to programming constraints, we couldn't squeeze it all in, but it is worth a full listen.
You were having a lot of fun, weren't you?
I was in heaven.
Here's more from Robert Cray and High Rhythm, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Oh!
was born into a simple life. It didn't take much to satisfy me. Then there came a time when I knew I had to leave. Tried to get a job in Alabama, but the man said he didn't need no one today. I made my way down to Memphis, and I stayed a few days. Got a letter from my mama. She said, boy, won't you try to come on home? Your daddy said he'd give you all the land for your own. Please come on home. But there comes a time in everybody's life when you have to search for peace of mind. I might go to Aspen, Colorado, spend some time. I hear that it's fine.
More from Robert Cray with High Rhythm live on Beale Street Caravan.
Why you wanna pull us down and separate? We come with all kinds of customs and colors and features. That's what makes this country great. A united, do you know what that means? Why you wanna go around from town to town, dousing us with gasoline? One never knows just how low someone might go. You called out the president, cause you didn't like his name. You had a fit, said he wasn't legit, made him show his birth certificate. you could be a hero, then maybe not. So if you go to war, you better make sure that you never get caught. One never knows just how low someone might go. How you gonna fix this mess that you created? Why you wanna raise up the dead? If you're not a 10 or you're disabled, you just can't forget all that he said. You wanna build a wall, build it around yourself, and you can sit up in your tower, and we'll all have a toast to your health. One never knows just how low someone might go. Thank you so much for coming out for the debut of RC and the High Rhythm. She can't cook my breakfast, can't sweeten my tea, but all she got to do now, play house with me. 'Cause I can cook my own eggs and ham, get my supper from a can. My honey man, oh, she's bad. My honey man, I said she's bad. Too large. but when she crossed those long legs, I forget about what I said, honey bear. Oh, she bear, my honey bear.
Was Robert Cray with High Rhythm live on Beale Street Caravan, featuring Leroy and Charles Hodges on bass and B3 respectively, Hubby Turner on keys,
Lanny McMillan on sax, Jim Spake on baritone, and Mark Franklin on trumpet. Tex Reitzel and Harold Thomas from legendary Memphis vocal group The Masqueraders on background vocals, and the one and only Steve Jordan on drums.
Special thanks to Carla Parisi, Don Hopkins, Boo Mitchell, and everyone at JV Records in Laughlin Yard for making this show possible.
Again, the record is out now. It's called Robert Cray and High Rhythm, appropriately. They're going to play a short run of shows, so be sure to check out Robert's tour dates on robertcray.com and catch this once-in-a-lifetime show if you can.
Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Beale Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BillStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's going to be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.